White, W.C. White, Mary. Battle Creek, Michigan. January 6, 1881. Dear children, Willie and Mary. Last Saturday night I fell heavily after getting out of a sleigh to attend my appointment to speak to the people evening after the Sabbath. I was thrown into a nervous chill for 1 hour. Father held me up part of the time, and part of the time I knelt with my knee in a chair. I was taken to the carriage in a chair by 3 men. Sunday I was taken to the office to attend 2 board meetings and carried up in a chair. I have not been able to step on my right foot at all. I use crutches. Dr. J. H. Kellogg came Tuesday morning and told me I had a very bad ankle. The ligaments were torn loose from the ankle, which swung the heel round out of place. He said I would not be able to use it at all for 6 weeks, and perhaps not for 2 months. He fears it will always be weak, in spite of everything they can do. He put it in splints, but I was so nervous I could not keep them on through the night. Last night succeeded better. He did not bring the heel fully in place. Tonight he has brought it nearer in place. It is quite painful. You see what my prospect is. Notwithstanding, I am not discouraged. We have had quite a hard time. Father has been in such a state of mind, I feared he would lose his reason. But he is concluding to lay off the burdens of office matters and go to writing. I hope he will do so, for he will surely come out a perfect wreck unless he does change. I want him to go to California. I am sure he will have different feelings if he does. He imagines so many things and takes such positions, it is enough to wear the soul out of us. He is feeling different now, and I hope will continue to do so. I read Mary's very interesting letter yesterday. Was glad to hear from her, and hope she will favor us as often as possible with more of the same. I am at times in such perplexity and distress of mind, I covet retirement or death. But then I gather courage again. Elders S. N. Haskell and G. I. Butler are here. How long they will remain, I cannot say. I am too tired to write much, and my crippled ankle is too painful. So I must say good night. Spoons came all safe, thank you. Mary, use any of those old clothes you choose for Sister Baker. I wish you would tell me what became of our 8-day clock. Do you know anything about it? Is it lent to anyone? Just write me if you have any knowledge of it. Mother.